Oasis Audio presents Mike's Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Breaker. Chapter 1. Yellow Sands. The four Alden children could hardly wait to get back to Mystery Ranch. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny had planned for weeks what they would do.
"We'll go on that dear old train," said Violet. "Remember Mr. Carter who helped us carry our bags, Jesse?"
"I'll carry the bags," shouted Benny.
"Mr. Carter won't be on the train this time."
"Maybe I'll carry some of the bags, old boy," said Henry. "But you know we won't get off at Centerville."
Jesse nodded at her older brother.
"Yes, we will get off at Yellow Sands now. I think that is a beautiful name. Our uranium fields look just like yellow sand."
Grandfather said, "Sam will meet you. Maybe Sam will carry the bags." The children laughed.
"Fighting over old bags," said Benny.
"Too bad Watch has to ride in the baggage car," said Henry. "But they don't allow dogs anywhere else on the train."
"I'll ride in the baggage car, too," said Benny. "Then he won't mind."
Mr. Alden laughed. He said, "I'm afraid you can't do that. But you can go and see him once in a while. Then he will know you are nearby." At last the day came when they were off to Mystery Ranch, where Aunt Jane lived. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny loved Aunt Jane, and they were to visit her for the summer vacation. Once she had been a very cross old woman, but now she was a very pleasant lady. When they got off the train at Yellow Sands, they all looked for the old black horse.